Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a whole lot of stuff. But before we begin, you know, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our name at the top of our paper. Practice nice printing. Make your tall letters tall and your short letters short and your brave letters brave. Okay, ready? We're going to look at the top of our page. We've got, do you know what room this is in the house? It's the office. I don't know if you have an office where you live, but I do, and I'm sitting in mine. This is where I do my listen and learn recordings, and it sort of kind of looks like this. But I don't lay on the floor like that, girl. Nope. I'm sitting in a chair. So this is what I want you to look for first. Ready? File. File. Do you see the filing cabinet? It's underneath the window. It's not the desk. It's sitting next to the desk. It has two drawers. See it? That's where you keep your files. Let's color that filing cabinet blue because I actually want one that's blue. I don't have one and I want one. Let's start coloring it. We're under the window. It's not the trash can. No, we're not coloring the trash can. Not yet, anyway. And it's next to the desk. So file. It has three sounds, I-L. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to write the word file, you have to end it with the letter E. Has three sounds, but then we have to write the letter E if we're writing the word file. Hey, what word would we have if we took away the in file and changed it to smile. I hope that you will smile today when you hear me sing. Okay, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, how about this? Ready? Note. 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 Do you see them on the bulletin board, that board next to the window? There are three little notes hanging up. Do you see them? That's a bulletin board. I don't have one of those in my office. Maybe I need to get one. There are three of them. They're like papers. See them? Okay, pick one, and make it red. Pick one and color it red. Note has three sounds also, just like file. N-O-T. But if you're going to write it, you need to add an E at the end. Okay, pick another note and make it yellow for me. These could be sticky notes. Sticky notes. I use these all the time in the classroom for messages, for reminders, for bookmarks. Okay, pick your last note and make it purple. Pick your last note and make it purple. Purple. A purple note. So how many notes do we have? Three. Let's count to three. One, two, three. Now count backwards. 3, 2, 1. All right. On that bulletin board where those sticky notes are hanging, let's color the border of it. See the rectangular border of it? Let's color the rectangular border of it brown. Find a brown crayon and color the border brown. So, note, has three sounds. Can you sound out note for me? Good. N-O-T. And then we would put an E at the end if we were writing it. Okay, now inside the bulletin board, inside the frame, will you color it with your brown crayon super lightly? Not dark. Go around the notes. Go around the notes We're gonna do it lightly so it'll look like two different colors. Like the outside is a darker brown and the inside is light. Light and fairy, light and easy, light. We're not angry. Don't color like you're angry. Light as a feather. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, what about this object? Ready? Per-it. I'm going to put the blend together at the beginning of the word. Per-it. Print. Do you see that? It looks like somebody is going to print something or just did. It's on the desk. It's next to the lamp. It's not the computer. Do you see the printer? It's where the paper's coming out of it. Okay, don't color the paper. The paper coming out of it or the paper in the back. See the paper in the back? Don't color that yet. We're just going to color the actual printer part. Do your best. If you're not sure, just do your best. We're going to color it black. If you don't have a black crayon, use your pencil. You're so smart. You know what I'm about to do, right? So print. P-p-r-i-n-t. It has 5 sounds. Print has 5 sounds. Okay, I have a printer here in my office, and I am always printing, and I like to have different colors of paper when I print. I do. I like different colors of printer paper. So put down your black crayon. Do you see the paper coming out of the printer? It has scribbles on it. Let's make that one pink. Color that paper pink. And then see the paper going in the back of the printer. There's nothing on it yet. Nothing has been printed. Let's color that one. Let's do it green. We haven't used our green crayon yet. Let's use it green. And green is one of my favorite colors. What am I doing? Why haven't I used the color green? What am I doing? Okay. So the paper going in is green. The paper coming out is pink. All right. Put down all your crayons. Ready? Will you please look for this? Ready? O-a-m-p. O-a-m-p. Yes, the lamp. It's a little spot lamp. I don't have one of those either. Let's color the lamp. Let's color it green since we just had our green crayon. Although I'm going to use my darker green for this. Lamp. How many sounds are in the word lamp? O-a-m-p. Yep, 4 sounds in lamp. If we took away the O in lamp and we changed it to R, what would we have? Ramp. Look out for the ramp. Okay, put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. So we talked about this very, very, very briefly at the beginning of this recording. Look for this one. T-R-A-S-H. T-R-A-S-H. Trash. Let's make that a nice trash can. Ready? Find your purple crayon. Hold it. Don't start coloring it. I want you to draw 5 stripes going across the trash can. 1 with your purple crayon. 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 stripes, purple stripes going across the trash can. And then put your purple crayon down and find your blue crayon. We're going to color the rest of the trash can blue to match our file cabinet. Yes. So we'll have a blue and purple trash can. 5 stripes. Now we have a blue and purple trash can. See how easy that was? Love it. Be sure to throw your trash away, always. Okay, put down all your crayons. Ready? Are you ready for this one? D-E-S-K. D-E-S-K. Desk. Yep, there's a desk. Let's color the knobs on the drawer. See the knobs on the drawer? Let's color those blue. Might as well make it match some things. How many knobs are on the drawers? Count all the knobs. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 knobs on the drawers. 2 and 2. 2 on the top drawer, 2 on the bottom. 2 and 2 make 4. Will you count backwards from 4 for me? 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're going to color the rest of the desk brown. Color the rest of the desk brown. My desk here at home actually happens to be white. Just so you know, it's white. And I have a lot of drawers. And I have a lot of filing cabinets, but none of them are blue. But it's okay, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me. Okay, brown desk. Go around the lamp and the printer and the computer. Color neatly. Desks can be any color, really. I've seen them any color. You could paint them whatever color you want. Whatever color you want. But this one, we're going to make it brown. This is the part where you have to listen and learn. Because even if you wanted an orange desk, hey, have we used our orange crayon yet? Oh, I know what might be coming next. I know what might be coming next. Go around that chair if you can. Try to get that leg over there, that table leg, that desk leg. Just do your best. Don't panic. It's okay if you accidentally color something you're not supposed to. Because it's all kind of crowded in here. Okay. Desk. 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right. Find that orange crayon that we haven't used yet. Find an orange crayon. Let's color the computer orange. All of it. The whole thing. The desktop monitor and the keyboard and the inside of the monitor. Hey, look, there's file folders on the desktop on this computer screen. It's a nice looking computer. And we're making it orange. Don't forget to do the keyboard. Looks like the mouse is about to fall off the desk. Make that orange too. Go ahead and make that orange. It's not a real mouse. It's the mouse, the computer mouse. It's the computer mouse. Okay. Got it? Do you have it? Are you almost done? Okay. What? Hey, by the way, what sound does desk begin with? D, d. Yep, the letter D. And what does it end with? Desk. It's either going to be a C or a K. And it happens to be a K. All right, ready? Do you see this in the window? G, r, ass. Grass. Let's color it green. Color the grass in the window green. It's peeking through the window. Grass. Okay. And then let's color the window, the outside and the inside, the little plus sign or the T sign, the cross sign. Let's color the outside of the window and the inside of the window. Let's color those brown. Brown window frame. What letter comes at the beginning of window? Window. W. Window begins with W. Do you know what it ends with? The word window? Do you know what it ends with? Window. Window. It actually ends with a W. So it begins with a W and it ends with a W. That's fun. I like that. That's just fun. So now I'm coloring the little T or the cross symbol, the plus symbol inside the window. Okay, take 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, put down all your crayons, find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom. Okay, look at the first picture. It's a printer. We're going to write the word print. I'm going to help you. Nobody panic. Nobody worry. I'm going to help you. Print has 5 sounds, so we're going to write 5 letters. On the line next to the printer, let's write print. Ready? P, R, I, N, T, print, T. Check it. You should have 5 letters and they should spell P, R, I, N, T. Good job. All right, scoot over. It's a note. It's a notepad. We're going to write the word note. I put an E there for you because it ends with an E, but we're only going to write the letters we hear. So let's write the first sound. N, O, write the letter O, T, 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 note. And then we have an E. So you should have N, O, T, and then I put E for you. That's how to spell note. It only has 3 sounds, but has 4 letters. Okay, scoot over. Oh, look at that. That is a tall file cabinet. We're going to write the word file. Again, I gave you the letter E because I'm so, so nice. Yes, I am. And we're going to write the sounds we hear in file. We can't hear the E. It's silent. Ready? What's the beginning sound in file? F. I. O. F. I. L. And then I gave you the E. F. I. L. And then I gave you the E. That spells file. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I see a computer. Ooh, let's see if the word computer is in our sentence. You point to the words and I'll read it to you. It says, we have work to do. We have work to do in our computer. Let's read it again. You point to the words. We have work to do. Do you see the circle after the word do? Is this a telling sentence or am I asking you something? We have work to do. Yeah, I'm telling you. So trace that circle and then stick a period inside of it. That's a telling sentence. So we need to end it with a period. End it with a period. And then do you see the two lines under the W at the very beginning of the sentence where it says we? Trace those two lines. That's there as a reminder for us to start our sentence with what? Yes, a capital. So we're going to copy this sentence, but we're going to start with a capital W for we. Touch the ceiling. Go right underneath the word we. Start on the edge. Capital W and then an E. We, finger space. What's the next word? Have. Copy the word H, A, V, E. We have finger space. What's the next word? Work. Copy the word W-O-R-K. Scoot over finger space. What's the next word? Two. T-O. Finger space. What's the last word? Do. Copy it. Letter D-O. And then what did we put after it? Period. We end our sentence with a period. So we started it with a capital and we ended it with a period. You should have written, we have work to do because I'm telling you. Okay, we have some spots on ladybugs. We're going to count backwards. We started with what number? I don't even have to count these on the ladybug because I see 5 and 5. We're starting with 10. Let's count backwards from 10 out loud. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. So we're starting with 10. Scoot over. That ladybug needs how many? 9. Draw 9 with your pencil. 9 spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9. Our next ladybug needs 8. Draw 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Back to the beginning. We have 10, 9, 8. What does this ladybug need? 7. 1. Draw 7 spots. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go back to the beginning. 10, 9, 8, 7. I gave you this one. 6. What's the last ladybug need? 5. 1. Draw 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. We did it. We did the whole thing. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.